She's doing good.
I could see him. Well, good morning, and welcome to the April 16th meeting of the Promotions Committee of Morro Bay. We're all here, so I guess we can start. First on the agenda is a public comment, and I see one, two, three people this morning. Who's going to be first? Johnny?
Good morning, Promotions Committee. I'm Johnny Biagini, and I'm here today to speak to an item that I hope you'll be addressing in your budget. Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay due to a commitment with the business forum that meets at 9. But the item in the budget is membership into the National Tour Association. And the National Tour Association is a very important organization that allows suppliers such as hotels and destinations to meet with tour operators who will bring business to a destination or a hotel. And the National Tour Association puts on a couple of trade shows. One is the National Trade Show, annual trade show, that will happen in Reno in the fall. So it's very, location-wise, very appropriate for Morro Bay to be a part of it. It allows you to have once you become a member, it allows you to go to this trade show, have appointments with these tour operators, and get business, which is primarily domestic motor coach business, to Morro Bay. And that's what it's all about. It's not about joining just because you want to join this trade association that's going to, you know, teach you how to be a better operator or work with tour operators. It's actually a means of getting business. And so it's only, I think, $550 to join. And then I think there would be an opportunity for the Business Improvement District to take up the actual attending of the trade show, the registration for the trade show, though I don't know that that's actually the proposal, but I think that is what we wanted to do. So we look forward to, or hopefully the city will then become a member so that either one of our organizations, the Promotions Committee or the BID, could attend that trade show in the fall. So any questions on that? Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Anybody else out there? I see two other people sitting there with some just observers. Okay, well, thank you for joining us this morning. We're very happy to have you with us. Approval of the minutes. I only saw one item that needed to be changed again. We have another new mayor, I see. The first... Mayor, the first one called to order says Mayor Osgood. I think Janice would have a little problem with that. The very first page, Bridget, it says call to order.
Oh.
See? Yeah, it's a word processor.
Alrighty.
Any other additions, corrections, comments on the minutes? I'll enjoy a motion to accept the minutes. To approve the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second to approve the minutes.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, I guess we move on to the monthly visitors report from Peter Candela at the Chamber.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning in our community. I'll just go over the stats. There's a lot of things I'd like to share with you today, too, I think are of interest. First page in your it's the promotions report for 2009. Number of phone calls, you can see that comparison to last year we are up a little over 970. Total visitors a little down, and as we keep saying about this, it goes up and down obviously, but the website has a lot to do with a lot of the inquiries, because we have so many people inquiring about the website and about Morro Bay through the website itself. So we'll see that.
Yep. I'd also say that last March we had Easter in March, and this
that's
year
right.
It's in April. So I think that's made a big difference in sales,
that's
hotels,
very, that's very true. That's right. And it's hard to track when Easter actually happens. I think there's a formula to that. Just haven't figured out what it is. Tourist packs, relocation packs. You can see there's actually a total of 100, which is down a little bit from last year. But what is up, and I haven't noted it here so far this year, are the relocation packs. They're more than doubled since last year. A lot of folks are interested in coming our way. Fulfillments, you can see the total fulfillments is 625. That's a lot of envelopes, a lot of things to put together. A lot of inquiries. You can see whenever we do an ad that it just jumps right up. We have about 600 or 700 just sitting there ready to go out. So you'll see that on next month's report. And then, of course, the calls on our 800 number. The next page is the breakdown of our 800 number and where they're coming from, and we divide our 800 number to four locations in the state: northern, southern, central, and coastal. And you can see 109. What I think I'm going to start doing too is we'll put last year's in comparison to last year's. I'll start doing that on the next report. I think it'll be a nice. It is up from last year though. And then the next section right below it is out of state calls. You can see out of state there are 32 that called in.
One of the interesting things I think, Peter, is to note that there's over 20 states that 20 states out of our country that have noticed Morro Bay. Not only the replies, but 20 different states.
Yeah, that's right. It's diverse, even though there are a few calls from each. But we have five from Florida alone. Interesting. But we'll add that out of the column next time. Is there any questions about? Let me go through some of the things that are happening with the Chamber and the Visitor Center and what's coming up. We'll start with the mixer, which is tonight. It's been changed to Frankie's and Lola's restaurant, and that's on Front Street. It's the Front Street parking lot. I think it's 1154 Front Street, 5:30 to 7. It'd be good if everyone could show up. Morro Bay Farmers Market, that's every Saturday, 3 to 6 on Main Street and part of Morro Bay Boulevard. Tall Ships are still in, and they will be leaving, I believe, this Sunday, the 19th, depending on the weather. Of course, we've had some severe weather conditions, and it has just been sitting idle, but there's a lot of folks calling up about taking their adventure tour, and today would be a perfect day for that. So if you haven't seen it, come on out. They're right at Marina Square, and it's an incredible sight. It's amazing to think that sailors actually lived on here for months at a time, and how they survived that, I don't know. I get seasick just watching it go out. So Sunday is the it's Morro Bay Fishermen's Organization and the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. We both put the blessing of the fleet on. That is in the North T Pier at 12:30 this Sunday. If you haven't seen this, this is a real special event. We have all the clergymen in Morro Bay come out and bless the Embarcadero and the ships. They physically get on harbor patrols, and they all have roses on each one of the boats. And we go and they bless each vessel and put a rose on the ship itself. So it's a great ceremony, and there is a barbecue that follows. April 25th, that is our Kite Festival weekend. It starts at 10 o'clock with a Morro Bay parade. Discover Your Better Nature is the theme. As I understand, we have quite a list. Joyce is actually chairing that.
Yes, we have quite a list. It's going to be a very long parade. It's going to have lots of new things in it that we haven't had before. So it's really going to be a fun parade.
Now, and this is really going to be something. I did see. Did we get the elephants?
No, yeah. I couldn't get the elephants this year, but maybe next year.
We're really very diverse, but not that diverse yet. And then afterwards at 11:30 at the Rock parking lot, the Kite Festival will begin with the Blessing of the Winds by Selene and Tribe. This is always a special event to see them come through the parking lot and through the what we call the arm guard of our grizzlies. And they bless the winds for the day, and it's quite a ceremony. So you should really see the beginning of it, because that's how it's kicked off. And then, of course, we have professional kiters perform all day long with all kinds of activities. And the kids have an opportunity to make their own kite and decorate their own kite free of charge. It should come out and actually have them participate. This is through the Central Coast Funds for Children. The ladies come out and we've extended it. First it started with a 10-foot tent, and then we went last year to a 20-foot, and now we're at a 30-foot tent. These ladies work from the time they enter till the time it closes. The kids line up. We did about 400 kites last year, maybe a little bit more. Really an incredible sight to see the kids and how they put them together and then decorate them, then go right out there and fly them. It's very cool. And then, of course, after the Kite Festival, the following weekend is Cruise and Car Show, and that's May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So a lot of things happening. That's the kickoff, and I'll just throw this out there. 4th of July, we will not have fireworks. We will have a laser show. And that'll help with the environment, the snowy plovers. I don't think that'll be too much of an issue. But it should be interesting to see how that develops. It looks very exciting. If you've never seen a laser light show like this, you are in for a treat.
Peter, I understand also that should the weather not agree with us, it's even more exciting with the fog.
Well, one of the criteria for the contract was, he was addressing me, and he says, well, we're going to have to bring a fog machine. I said, well, you could probably leave that home. Yeah. I think we're okay. Of course, the next 10 years will be clear as a bell.
Right. Yeah.
Just like the Kite Festival, 2 years in a row, no wind. But we'll see how it all goes. There's something that came across my desk. This is from the University of Florida, University of Fresno. It's the Collegian Online. I don't know. Each have a copy of that? It is an article written about Morro Bay. It's called Day. It's a one-day trips. They've been doing this for a while, and they featured us. The article is well written, and it certainly plugs Morro Bay. And there's that. There it is. That's it right there. So as an extra free advertising, which can't hurt us. The city puts on a softball tournament each year, and it's actually 11 tournaments. When we knew that they were having these tournaments, but we didn't know exactly how they've been promoted. So what we did is we worked with the city, and we wanted to put together an experiment of packages, hotels, food, activities, things like that. And so when we got together, we threw out some ideas, and I think they really came up with something really good. Karen Sweeney kind of put this together. But what we wanted to do, because there are 11 tournaments and 25 players per tournament, there's 25 teams, 10 players per term, 250. It comes out to, with spouses, about 6,000 people coming into Morro Bay each year through this softball tournament that the city puts on. So what we, how do you keep track of all that and coupons and all the things like that? So what we did is we had an ID card. They created an ID card, which they fill out. It's good for the tournament weekend. And so they have to show this at the participating restaurants and activities, and they have an opportunity to get discounts at the hotels. And then they put together this packet right here. I know it's hard to see this, but you want to try this? You don't need that note. But it's broken up with things like this. If you can show, and here's the ID card too. Thank you, Bob. I think this is a great first attempt of putting packages together, because I honestly, when we travel, I always look for deals if I can find deals, and certainly travel deals are one of the things we look for, and I love the packages, the hotels, restaurants, any activities. And there you can see is a matrix of the hotels and which weekends are available, the prices ranges from each one. And to obtain these special deals, you just flash that that ID card, and it's only good for that particular weekend if they're playing in the tournament. And then there's a list. Can you see? Yeah, there, right below it. There's a list of activities. I can't see that. Does that say activities?
Restaurants.
Okay, well, restaurants and activities. And there it is. And with their participating value, and I honestly think this really will generate a lot of interest. Now, we'll see how this goes. What I'd love to do is to put together packages like this, maybe in the same format, for the future events coming in. And so when you have a 4th of July or you have a kite festival or a car show, you know, we have these particular, and it could grow to as much as we want. Hotels and restaurants that want to participate in. You notice that on the hotels, it had we created something all the same. It was buy one, get one 50, and the second meal for 50% off. So those were all the same, and the activities were all kind of individual basis. Anyway, that was a concept that the Chamber and the City put together, did a great job on it. Karen, good job if you're listening. And I'd love to put something like this together in the future events. That is it for us.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Now we're moving on to the budget report.
I do have it.
John, do you have the budget report?
Okay. Well, I think since Johnny's still here, I would address the NTA because this is sort of a budgetary item and could be done under my report. Do you know when you guys need to have this, when you need to sign up for it? Is there a debt? I mean, do we need to make a decision soon or...
You need to make the decision to become a member soon, but the sign-up for the trade show will probably be sometime this summer.
But, I mean, as far as us doing the 550, you need that right away?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, I would recommend that, and certainly your decision, but as your consultant, I would say that we should join this organization. I know that our competitors are a part of this, and they attend that show. It does give us a lot of business. I can remember when I was at Rose's one time when a bus tour came through, and I think there were about, you know, three or four people in the restaurant, and then all of a sudden the place was packed. And that's what the difference between having these tour buses come. And, you know, it's certainly something the BID could take over when they are functioning, but there's going to be a delay, or not a delay, but there's the time period before they'll ever even, once it's even formed, before they'll actually have funds to work with. So,
do we have this funding?
I think we could take this out of our fire sale budget. We're starting to get, you know, toward the end of our year, and we're limited on what we can do, but I think we could find the money for this.
Well, as long as we have that, the money's available, I personally, myself, I'm all in favor of bringing tourists to Morro Bay any way we can. And if we can bring them by the busload, so much the better. So I certainly would agree with doing it if we could. But it depends on the committee here, and if anyone has any other thoughts, let's get them out. Let's talk about it. Otherwise, let's go for it.
I would say it's a no-brainer. I think we definitely need to do it. I just rode the train the other day, and I saw, as I got off on San Luis, there's a bus, and there's a lot of buses I think that we should be capturing because we've lost a few over the several years. I think we need to recapture them. You bring them in, they stay at a hotel, and they walk down to the water. And they walk everywhere and spend money in the town. And, I mean, like you said, you bring busloads in.
Yeah.
So I really think this is something we should move forward with.
Any other comments? If not, let's entertain a motion to join this group so we can have the busloads coming to Morro Bay very shortly. Anyone want to make a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That we take money from the...
fire sale.
All right, there. That we take money from the fire sale that we have in our budget and join... whatever the name of this National
NTA,
Tour Bus Operators
Association.
Association.
I have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Susan. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? The motion is approved.
And
Johnny,
from a procedural standpoint, maybe you can just give me a call, because what I'll end up doing is I'll write the check to them, and then I'll bill the city. So I'll just need to know how to facilitate that. But we can get that taken care of this week. So, okay. Yeah, so we'll just work together on that, if that's okay, and then we'll send the check in. Okay. Regarding the budget, we did, the board, as you know, formed a budget subcommittee, and we did meet. And I presented sort of a preliminary budget or idea, and that was pretty well received. We did make some changes and give ourselves some more flexibility. We also wanted to, even though we've been making a pretty concerted effort to eliminate some of the traditional print, some of the other things we've done, we wanted even more emphasis on the internet and digital advertising. So that was the one change that the budget subcommittee requested. And I was actually thinking about showing you what we had put together, but I'm kind of thinking that that might not be appropriate for this meeting. One, because Andrea's not here and Heather's not here, who's a part of that budget subcommittee. We also don't have it on our agenda to approve a budget. Mm-hmm. So what I was going to suggest is, I think I'll forego that and suggest to the board that you might want to, as a new agenda item for May, is put approval of the budget. Of course, this is all predicated on the council approving our funding, but this is really the way it works. We come up with our budget, that goes to the council, but it would be good to have, from a procedural standpoint, to approve that next month.
Okay. Can we do that, Bridget? Put that on the agenda for next week?
I would actually
discussion
have,
and approval, maybe.
Yeah, just so they can take action on the budget for 09-10.
John, will you be able to give us a copy beforehand so we can look it over? Mm-hmm. Not that we may really understand what we're looking at, but it would be
sure.
Nice to be able to look at it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, this
and,
is a very simple that one.
Right. And I've made some revisions to that. So, but usually how we do that is, and I can certainly do that, but we've got to be careful with too many emails going out. Yeah. I think the most appropriate thing is that I work with the budget subcommittee, and then what we'll bring to you for your consideration will be what they approved. And then you'll approve it at that time. But we'll have, since it's on the agenda, we'll be able to discuss it, and they'll be able to make any changes at that time, too. Is that correct?
You have to be very careful. There can be no interaction between the committee, the Community Promotion Committee, on the budget without...
But could it come in our packet? With our agenda and our minutes?
Most definitely.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. That sounds like a good way to proceed. So I'll make sure I have it to staff way before so they can include that in the packet and everybody will have a chance to review it.
John, how do we stand with the expenditures for our budget other than the fire sale money left over? How do we look?
Well, I have a recap of that. And Bob, would you mind putting this one up? So basically, in a nutshell, we have about $24,000 left. We still have some money in our web design, but that money is going to be used up fairly soon because we're in the process of a major undertaking of when we have our specific key events. What we're doing is we're having a separate landing page. So for like the Kite Festival and all the different events that we have, Avocado Margarita, so it'll be on the homepage as it has been, but they'll click on that and they'll actually go to a whole other website. So that's going to be that's under the process right now. We're working directly with the chamber to facilitate that. And also our video player, which I think everybody previewed, we're in the process of continuing to work with that, getting additional videos to put on that so we have our own like little YouTube mechanism on our website. So we're on budget. We're coming to the end as we normally do, and we're in good shape.
Good.
And I could ease into my report if you'd like.
Well, that's next on the agenda, so why don't you do that?
Okay. Bob, if you could put up the web stats. And again, I say this every time, but for the benefit of the public that may be watching, it always looks like our websites go down for the particular month we're reporting on, but the only reason for that is because we're only showing it through the middle of the month. And as you can see, as you look back toward March, we had a real nice spike, and we're starting to see our website hits and visits going up as we approach the summer months, which is pretty consistent. And we look like we're doing pretty well as it related to last year. But as a recap for the year, we've had 282,000 roughly user sessions. We had 433 newsletter signups that came directly from the website, and we had over 1 million page views. Right now we have almost 7,000 people on our email database, and we're continuing to get that from the chamber, the people who have responded via email, and we're including that on the list. We had 15 newsletter signups this past month. We had an average page view per session of 4 minutes, and the length of time people stayed on the website was 7 minutes. Our number one page for viewing was the home page, and the next section was Trip Builder, which is really great because that's a new feature that we put in. And basically what people can do is they can figure out their whole itinerary and plan their trip with a little shopping cart. So they can go, they can get their hotel reservations made, restaurant reservations, book an activity, do all that online. And if not necessarily booking, but reserving those things. And then they print out a whole itinerary of their trip to Morro Bay. And if you'll go to the next page, Bob, which is the... And as you can see, we still do very well with no referral, which basically means that they're coming to the site by typing in morrobay.org, and we have over half of the people are finding us through that, and that hopefully would substantiate the advertising efforts, because that's specifically getting them to come to the site by not just simply typing in Morro Bay. And that's pretty much my report on the website. If anybody has any questions, I'll move on to the next. One of the things that we're working on right now, and Peter's helping us facilitate this, and I'll look for the hotels and restaurants, as Peter will, for help on this, that as part of our outreach effort with La Buena and Mega Radio, and we the whole stay vacation concept, we're going to be having Chad and Andy come here at the end of the month, and they're going to be broadcasting their show live for 2 days. And just to give you an idea who Chad and Andy are, they recently left Cat Country and moved down to a Santa Maria station. And I actually knew that that might happen when I proposed this, but I couldn't announce it because it wasn't for sure. So as part of our effort, we're going to have a Hispanic outreach, but we're also going to have the Anglo station, which we talked
about.
Where
will they actually be doing their broadcast from, John?
Well, that's one of the things that we're going to determine. What we normally would do, and I've done these for other clients, that we would, just to give you kind of a picture of how this would work, they will do their morning show on a Tuesday, and then they will, after their morning show is complete, they'll drive to Morro Bay, and we'll comp them their hotel room, and they'll check into their hotel. Then after that, they will do a number of activities for that afternoon, such as wine tasting, maybe a sub tour, all the different things that they can do, kayak ride. We talked about doing some horseback riding. And so then the following day, they will get up early in the morning, broadcast their show, and all the people who participated with the where they're staying, so we'd have the GM of the hotel, we'd get on the air and talk about the hotel and be interviewed by them, various people who facilitated the activities. We also want to have the mayor and our city manager speak and welcome the people to come. The whole theme repeatedly is going to be about you don't have to go very far to have a wonderful vacation.
Will they be doing that like at the Embarcadero or the chamber offices?
Yeah, to answer your question, I think what we'll try to do is have that at the hotel. Yeah,
someplace where locals can come and view the broadcast.
So ideally would probably be wherever they're staying at the hotel, we'd have a meeting room, someplace where it's quiet, but yet we could certainly have public participation. And what we try to do is we stagger out those interviews so everybody doesn't show up right at 6 o'clock in the morning. So say, for instance, Janice would know that she's going to go on at 8:15, and we just sort of stagger all that. So then they do their show, and then that afternoon they go back and do a whole other series of activities. They check out of that particular hotel, move on to another hotel. Same thing's repeated the following morning, where they have all the different people come on and interview. We'll have a local restaurant bring them in breakfast. They'll have breakfast on the air and talk to the local restaurant about their food. And what we try to do, and we'll supply copy points to obviously to the DJs, but also to the people who are going to be interviewed, we'll kind of give them a little heads up on what we'd like. And again, they're going to talk about their own particular restaurant as sort of a reward for providing the service for free. But also they'll also try to talk about, like if it's a dining establishment, they'll talk about the specifics of their restaurant, but then also talk about all the different opportunities that people have, from, you know, having a hot dog all the way up to a fine dining on the water restaurant experience. Same thing being true for whoever's providing the breakfast and also the lodging, to say, you know, this is a great place to stay and this is what our hotel offers, but in Morro Bay we have a great opportunity to, for every type of budget. And then again, we'll keep repeating, and the DJs will do this because they're trained to do this, as Ed knows. They're going to keep continuing Hopefully. To bring up the fact that the stay vacation concept, and that you don't have to go, you don't have to get on a plane, you don't have to drive very far. You can come right here and experience a world-class vacation with your spouse or your family or whatever. So I think it's going to work very well, and Peter's working on trying to facilitate the different activities. Michelle, I know you always step up and help us with the hotel. We were thinking maybe one of your properties and perhaps the Inn at Morro Bay, something like that. And then, as I mentioned, the horseback ride. I know Andy Morris owns a couple of horses, so he'd probably be okay and on a horse. And really, whatever we want to present to the Santa Maria market, and also that, well, it'll hit, that station goes all the way up into San Luis Obispo.
I do have one question, John. Since this is a Hispanic station, I assume the broadcast is going to be in English and Spanish, or do they use half and half?
No, actually, the station we're going to be using is English.
Oh, okay.
It's Mega, which is a format that's real strong in Santa Maria. Because we talked about that, we thought, you know, this is going to be a real challenge to have a Hispanic remote and also be able to have everybody speak Spanish that's going to be interviewed. So what we're going to try to do is to, since they're both sister stations, we're going to do the broadcasts in English, but we're going to do the Hispanic part of our package. They're going to come and do remotes. And they'll come up, you know, obviously, probably a no-brainer would be the Avocado Margarita Festival. Mm-hmm. But they're going to broadcast live from different events. And what they'll try to do, too, is that so we don't have them just for that event that day, they'll be doing promos, the fact that they're going to come. And so, again, we can sort of plan this out, but we have 3 months of this activity, well, actually April, May, and June, to take this, to do this. So we'll have 3 live broadcasts, and we'll have 3 remotes. The live broadcast will be in English, and the remotes will be the Spanish
station. So there'll be crossover promotions on both stations.
Right.
That's good. Because we do, I think we talked about hitting the Hispanic market also, and I do see the challenge in doing a remote totally in Spanish in this market.
John, I would like to, and we talked about this a little bit, if we're going to be hitting the Spanish market in the radio, I wonder if it would help to go to city council meetings and announce that that's going to be part of our advertising, to regularly announce it at the business forum, certainly keep bringing it up here, so that the town is prepared for the fact that we are advertising to a Spanish-speaking market, so that, you know, our police department's aware, our, you know, customer service is aware that there's hopefully going to be a friendly welcome to people rather than just, oh my gosh, I don't speak Spanish, what do I do now?
Right.
You know, I just think the more preparation and awareness that the whole city has, the better.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and we can certainly do that. And I think that I should also add that one of the things that they're doing as part of this value added is they're translating a portion of our website into Spanish. So we'll have 2 separate websites and be able to direct for the effort for the Hispanic, direct them to the Spanish site. I think that's very important to do. I will say that the statistics are that the majority of the listeners are bilingual. They just happen to like that type of music and the news and all the things. But there certainly will be, you know, an opportunity to facilitate, make them feel welcome. Because from my experience working with the Hispanic market, that's really what it's all about. It's an invitation once they feel invited. Mm-hmm. And if they're well received, then they tell their friends, their family, and it's something that can be, you know, very productive.
Anything else, John?
Just a couple more things. I got a kind of a frantic call from the young lady at the Tall Ships because she was feeling like that with the down economy and the lack of press from that she's been receiving, that she needed my help, and so we tried to facilitate that. We were able to get KCOY to come, and we also, I think everybody, or hopefully everybody saw, Bob, if you wouldn't mind. The Tribune did run a full-page picture, not a whole lot of story with it, but we were able to get some press, which the first go around we really didn't seem to get any action from them, and they did run this article in the Tribune. This was on last Monday, so hopefully we were able to help. It's been a little harder for them this time. I think the fare of going out on the ship, I think a lot of people have visited the ship and taken the tour, but what they really, where their value and where they make their money is getting people out on the ocean. So, and it's been kind of cold weather, and hopefully this weekend will be so nice that maybe they'll be able to recoup some business. But and it's not just here; it's been something they've experienced in this down market. That but they really are kind of spoiled because Morro Bay usually does really well for them. So, but we were able to go out and initiate some extra press for them. And I was going to ask, just perhaps this could be on the next agenda item because it would require some action. In the June meeting, I was hoping we could have it a day early because I'm going to be going out of town on that Thursday, and it would be June 17th versus June 18th, if that would work, or another day perhaps. But I could certainly send a representative if you want to keep it the 18th, but...
How does that work for the rest of the committee? And we have to check with Bridget to see if the building is available on that day.
Changing the meeting to June 17th versus the 18th, one day early.
I'll have to check.
If you could, that'd be great. If not, I can send a representative, but I won't be here for that.
Well, we need to, number one, our membership, if they can make it. Number two, if the building's available.
Right. So, again, I would suggest, since it's not for 2 months away, we can put that on the agenda.
Put that on the agenda for next month, Bridget.
And then perhaps staff could see if the building's available by then. And everybody could look at their calendars. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, John.
Thank you.
We're going to move ahead now to did the Public Relations Subcommittee meet this time? No meeting for them. And the website subcommittee?
We did not meet. However, I would like to make some comments about the web page. It's great to see the webcam is up and running. And if nobody's bothered to look at that, I think it's really interesting to have it up and running again so you can actually control the camera. The photo gallery, I was surprised at the number of photos that's been added in the 2 months that I've been off. And the video clips in the media section are really interesting if anybody wants to look at them. And so I just was surprised about how the web page is back up and running to full tilt.
Yeah, the if I can just comment, the photo gallery has really been something that people have embraced. This is the whole aspect of social media where you try to get the visitor involved. And for those who aren't aware, again, maybe for the public, basically people submit their photographs. They give us a little description of maybe the camera or the location or a little bit of history of the photo itself, a little background on the photo. We then get the photo at our company, our agency, just to make sure that the photo is appropriate before it's placed on the site. People can't just place their photos directly. We approve the picture, then we put it on the site, and then we select a winner. And Michelle's given us some overnight stays. We also have had some dinners. And then we communicate with the person, tell them they won. We put that on the website, and then they receive a prize. And I would say, on average, we're probably getting 3 or 4 photos a week. So it really has taken off. And this is the same concept that I'd like to see happen for the videos. We'd like to have people submit their home movies. And they can be as elaborate as a 30-second spot that they might want to create, or it could be just some footage of them at the beach. But again, we'll approve all of those prior. And the whole idea is to create our own little social media YouTube video player. And I think the other aspect of the video that I think would be kind of fun is to put an outreach out about maybe Super 8 or home movies that people might have come to Morro Bay, you know, 40, 50 years ago, and have those submitted too, because I think, again, with our whole kind of nostalgia and the baby boomers, and, you know, that might be really neat. I know that when I lived in Hawaii, the store right next to where my business was, he got some footage, and it was, you know, it's where the video store would, you know, take the Super 8 and make it into, back then it was VHS, now it's, of course, DVD. But he had this footage of this family that had gone to Kaanapali, and it had to be like whenever Super 8 was around, I mean, back in probably the early, you know, maybe late 60s, and there were no hotels. I mean, it was really something to see. It was the only hotel was the Sheraton. And I think it would be kind of interesting to have that for Morro Bay, too, because I'm sure that there's people who, you know, possibly from the Valley that have been coming over here for generations, they may have some Super 8s, or even actually our own residents might have that. So I know I have a few Super 8s that I had salvaged and put into, you know, video and DVD. So I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And that's our next, that we're working on that right now. And as Bill mentioned, we have the player. Now we just need to get the content up. It's kind of similar to what we did with the photo page. The photo gallery, when we first started, we salted it with our own photos. My art director is a photographer. She sent her submissions in and, you know, kind of had a little base going. So I think it'll be real neat. And that's really kind of where things are going. People want to be more involved. They want to, you know, TripAdvisor, that type of thing. They want to hear from their own people rather than a restaurant critic or a hotel critic. They want to know from the person just like themselves what their experiences were and what kind of activities they did. So that will probably be the greatest emphasis, as you will all hear when we present the budget, to go more toward the social media area. Mm-hmm. And have more testimonials on the website and all those types of things. And that's what the budget subcommittee felt was a good way to go.
Thank you.
I have a comment to make in the web area. I was on the website the other night, and I noticed on the calendar of events, I don't know if that's the chamber or us, the photo expo was not in the calendar of events. I don't know if there was a reason for that.
I think there is something there. It may be buried, so I'll look and see.
Okay.
But
I think part of it was just
making sure we were going to do it.
Right.
And I think we're at that stage now where we're committed. I mean, we've reserved the rooms, and we've got George Lepp. And so, yeah, it should be on
okay.
there. Okay.
I just had noticed yesterday it was not, or it was very soon. It was the last
right.
couple
of days. We do actually have a website for it now, so it would be very appropriate to
put
that
on there.
Because they would have some place to go. I will do that.
Okay, moving on to unfinished business. Last week, was it somebody wanted to have a review of the BID, of the Tourism Business Improvement District, where we stand? And was that you, Susan, or someone requested?
I think I probably had said
someone
to keep
requested
it on
a
there.
Discussion on that.
I think I said just to keep it on there, so in case things had changed or there was new developments. I know at this point it's pretty much just moving forward.
Well, Bridget, can you bring us up to date? I think the City Council did take some action on.
The City Council approved the first reading and introduction of the ordinance approving the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District. At their next meeting on April 27th, they'll adopt it, which
so
will be
moving
a,
forward.
Right, it's moving forward.
Okay.
And I believe that also it's tentatively scheduled for the 27th. They will be discussing the bylaws for the advisory committee for the BID.
We still don't know how that will affect the promotion committee.
I believe there's supposed to be a couple of members from the promotions committee. I'm surprised that...
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Originally, that was supposed to be the plan, but nothing was written yet.
I think that they talked about a couple of promotion people, maybe somebody from the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
To my understanding, the last time I saw the bylaws, which I haven't seen them recently, is it was four stakeholders, two from the promotions committee, and then a representative from the Chamber of Commerce, and then the ad agency. So that was the last that I was under
understanding.
How would we decide those two members? Is that the city council chooses
I believe they're city appointed, but don't 100% quote me on it. But I believe they're city appointed, the promotions committee ones, and then the four stakeholders are done through the hotel. The stakeholders kind of nominate those. So that's my understanding last I've heard.
Okay. Any other discussion on the BID? Okay.
Actually, I've got one just, and again, this is just a thought, something to think about, mm-hmm. maybe to put forward next meeting. But assuming the BID goes through and they get their 2%, we might want to think about different ways that the city is promoted by the various groups. There's the Merchants Association, there's our group, there will be the BID, and maybe sort of look at a tiered approach just so we don't duplicate things.
I know that there's a lot of discussion, too, on the BID that I've been hearing is, you know, how is the BID going to keep Morrowbay.org? I mean, there's a lot of logistics, so I think you're right. I think that we need everybody to be on the same page and not wasting time and money.
And hopefully
in the same
if there
event.
Is, you know, we're having some members on that mm-hmm. committee, and Peter's there.
Right.
Perhaps John is there being
there's
their
some
advertising.
Consistency. Mm-hmm. Right. And I know that's one thing the BID has to decide on is who's their agency. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot, you know, the BID is not even really technically formed their committee yet, so they kind of can't do a whole lot, but there's a lot of talks going on. But I do think that we might, you know, I hate to have it always under unfinished business, but we might want to continue having it on there just to discuss because things are going. By the 27th, like she's saying, it will be adopted. We're collecting money if everything goes forward as of June 1st, which is really right around the corner. So it is going to start to affect the promotions committee in some way within the next month or two.
And hopefully positive. I mean,
exactly.
I'm hoping
exactly.
to see it as a way that we can all stretch our dollars further.
Exactly.
If we have this market that we're targeting and we can say, oh, good, we can let the hotels do right. Arizona.
Or just like with this NTA, we kind of started off and then they can go in and finish it off. So I think there needs to be a lot, and that was the whole idea that was presented to the city council, is that this needs to be all one. We're all working together as one for the city. So hopefully that goes through.
Bridget, do you think a heading called Business Improvement District Update or information on the agenda would do it rather than unfinished business? To keep the discussion.
Part of the report.
As a monthly report.
As an update, yes, a monthly report. It would be an item on the agenda saying, for the foreseeable future, saying business improvement district update, information update. And we could.
You might want to wait a month or two.
I would wait and ask the city manager that question.
Yeah.
I don't feel that I'm the appropriate person to ask to change the agenda that way. I would rather keep it unfinished, and you could ask her next month.
Okay, let's do it next month.
And I think once things kind of get settled, it'll probably...
Yeah.
I think, too, that... and I think it's good to have it on the agenda because it's just a reminder that we want to address it. But the reality is that you probably wouldn't take any action on a BID item anyway unless
right.
it was, you know, something that, so even having it on the agenda other than a reminder, you could always ask the city manager, you know, what's the update?
Well, once the business improvement district is formed,
right.
it would be appropriate probably for us to have some information on what they were doing or not doing or some
members.
Kind of communications, but
there
have a report.
The
there would be a BID report from
right.
one of our members to what took place. So I think eventually it will probably show up on our agenda.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be part of every meeting.
So let's just leave it as it is for now until next month. Heather requested a discussion on new displays for the trade show, and we're going to continue that until May because she's not here to discuss it this month. So we're going to continue item B, discussion on new display for trade shows. And then we'll move on to new business. And at one of our meetings, Bill Stafford had an idea and wanted some discussion on how we capture the information from the business cards that we receive and the leads that we receive at the trade shows and how we can get that onto our database and so forth. So I'll turn it over to Bill and let Bill discuss his idea.
A little bit of history is when we go to a trade show, we have people usually fill out a little people that stop in the booth fill out a little card or put their business card into a drum or a box, and then we draw out and have a winner. And then those that come back to the Chamber of Commerce, And somebody has to download that into a database so that it can then be sent to John or somebody like whoever gets it. My idea is to have a laptop on the table in the booth so that the people type in the information that we want. And to me, the information that we need to have is the name, city, state, country, zip code, and an email address. We don't really care about anything else. But if we had the laptop, that would put everything into a program that could then be downloaded without all this other rigmarole. At the same time, we could send out a thank you letter or a thank you email to everybody that had stopped in the booth, reminding them that we have a website and that somebody has won a prize and that they need to get into the website to find out who won the prize. The visitor center also has a little book that visitors can sign into, and then, as near as I know, that little book is just put away someplace. And is that right, Pete?
It is. The difficulty with when we get handwritten names that you can't read them, and they're incomplete. So, you know, get what you're getting is, you know, very few out of a lot. Mm-hmm. I think the computer idea is great. Inputting there, it's clear. It's, you know, yeah. we won't lose information because we can't read it.
But likewise, in the city or in the visitor center, people could sign in there and it would be legible. You wouldn't have to guess what their email address was. So to me, it's another way to get names of people that might possibly want to be on our quarterly newsletter. If we wanted to carry it on a step further, you could also have a little button on our webpage that says attendees of the LA trade show. And then somebody, you could click on that. And if you had attended the show, you would then be able to get into perhaps a package deal or a special that's offered, and keep that up for maybe 90 days or 6 months, so you get some idea as to if anybody that goes to the trade show is actually possibly coming to town other than the one that won the dinner. Laptops, you can buy them on the internet for $329, loaded with Linux or Windows XP, or what's the latest Windows Vista. So, you know, the cost isn't that much. Originally, I thought we should have two in case, you know, it was a busy show and you had people lining up. And another thing, they should be battery-powered because we don't always have electrical power at the shows. So we would probably have to buy two or three batteries to go with it. So that's just an idea that I had.
I had one comment. I think that it's certainly worth a try. But from my experience at trade shows, people are moving by the booth quickly. They're reluctant to give you information. I mean, they might give you a business card. I think it's a good idea. I think it's worth trying. But I would experiment. Maybe you're welcome to borrow my laptop to try it before you buy one, because I just think people are really – so many people are just, you know, going by the booth pretty quickly. They've got a lot of material in their hands, and I don't know if they'd take the time. You definitely have to have it associated with a prize, you know, or they won't do it. I mean, you've got to – it's going to be a giveaway or something like that. And it's just my thought as far as being in trade show booths. I know you have been too, Bill. I'm not saying that we shouldn't try it, but I just think that may be part of the an issue.
We do have a trade show coming up in June, and we do have a laptop. We can certainly try that. It'd be pretty easy to – and we do have electricity at this one.
I think you need to be careful, too, that people don't get on there and just want to go searching the internet or
they can't.
A laptop would have to be a single-purpose thing. Yeah. They can't do anything but put in the fields that you want them to fill out. They can't go anyplace with it. They can't do anything other than load it into our database.
I think you'd have to make the decision, too, whether you give them the option to do a business card, because
I think you should
lot of people are going to – I can just see some people. I think I would even do it. I go, well, here, I don't really want to do that. I'm going to just –
Here's your card. Yeah.
But the people that sign in, and majority of the card – we used to be at the shows. Majority of what you got was the piece of paper with somebody scribbling on it, and that would take as long as it would be to type into the computer.
I think it's definitely worth trying. I think it'd be great down at the visitor center because people have a little bit more time at the visitor center, and they're kind of gilly-gaggling and not in a rush, but you're at the trade show. And then you might get a big clog of people that are there, and then the other people are going to just walk by and say, forget it. Whereas if you had still the option of both.
We could try this today. Mm-hmm. We just just lay it out there, and we'll start getting we'll put it in a Word document or Excel and, with the headings there and just fill it out.
See. I would do Excel. Then you can sort.
And see if we have any resistance there and work out the bugs there, so to speak, and then take it in June.
Well, I think that just to play devil's advocate in support of it, when you go to these consumer shows like a Sunset Show, a lot of people don't have business cards with them. You know, if you go to a business show, more people would have business cards and it's more appropriate. So in support of that, I think that people, in lieu of writing it, on an app, a little form, then they could type it in. And I think that would be good because when you go to these consumer shows, people don't necessarily have their business cards with them.
Well, I saw this at a consumer show, and it was amazing. They had about 7 or 8 of these laptops at about 4 different locations, and people were lining up, because that was the only source, to get your name into the drawing or whatever it was.
Were they offering a prize?
Pardon?
Were they offering a prize?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they offered a prize. A free ticket to next year's event is what they were offering. The next year event didn't happen, so.
Whoops.
Even better.
Any more discussion on that item? I think it's a good idea, just for the visibility portion of it. I do see some technical problems, but I think they could be overcome easily. I really do. Thank you, Bill. Discussion of new ideas. Does anyone have any new ideas? Susan, you're just...
I have a couple.
Yes.
A while back, Rancho Chora Botanical Garden gave a presentation at the Business Forum, and it was really fabulous. And I wondered if we wanted to consider having them come here. And my thought would be, they're already up and running, but they're expanding. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for donations, funding, that kind of thing. That the extent to which they want to go, I think, would be huge and incredibly beneficial to Morro Bay, because if it's as internationally renowned as they think it can be, we would get a lot of visitors, and Morro Bay would be the perfect place for them to stay and go 10 minutes down the road to spend time at the gardens. They have lots of ideas for the 5 Mediterranean climate regions would each have a cafe with food representing that area. A big amphitheater, educational stuff. Anyhow, if somehow we as a city or as a business community chose to make a relationship with them.
I think it's a great lead for the chamber. Are they members of the chamber? Have they joined the chamber? If they haven't, we should send someone over there. They could get their brochures in our visitor center. And
yeah, they're in the process of doing that.
Good. Because
And it's a good presentation. Mm-hmm. It would be a way of getting it out into a larger community. So I don't know if that was something we wanted to consider. And then another sort of announcement, new idea. I've been trying to get to the Merchants Association meetings to see what they're up to. And one of the things they're doing, which I think is a great idea, is something they're calling Morro Bay Doozy Deals. They have a website. Businesses can go on that website and offer a deal. Anything from just a couple dollar trinket or 2-for-1 or whatever you want to offer. They will be initially doing a mailing to everybody in Morro Bay announcing this website, and go to the website and look for the doozy deals. And then people can print it out, whatever, and bring it to the various merchants and say, give me my deal. Is that pretty much,
yeah.
You were at that meeting. So it's free for businesses to participate in. The mailing is going to be funded, I guess, by the Merchants Association. So hopefully, as this works, they'll spread it out in a bigger area, and obviously the website is accessible to anybody. And I'm hoping they start to create some links with the chamber and, you know.
It'd be nice to have one of the Merchants Association people come to our meeting to say that, because they'd get the television exposure, and
right.
It would let our residents know what's happening.
I could see, I guess it would be Bill Pierce or John Barta.
Do you want to talk to someone about that? Okay. Does everyone agree with that? Everyone?
The Chamber of Commerce is starting to offer coupons in our newsletter. Yeah. This is something brand new we're just putting out there. So it's sort of on that line that you can purchase a coupon the different merchants, and we're just now starting to explore that, so that it's a very inexpensive way to advertise in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. So there's another way that we're trying to get.
Was there not also a store you folks are still working on? The Chamber's still working on the store? Is that still alive?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. The problem, as it's been in the past and presently, it's how do you keep track of all of these sale items? Do you keep the inventory? There's a new way that's been developed, and we're exploring that. And if that's the case, it makes this thing so much easier. Because you have to go through PayPal, you got to have a shopping cart, you have to keep track of inventory, do they send it out on time, who they contact. I mean, there's so many logistic problems. The store is created, it's done. It's just a matter of getting inventory there and making sure that it is kept tracked, and then, you know, there's a fee for putting it on, but it's very, very minor, just to keep, you know, the expenses, to offset some of the expenses. So, soon.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of innovative marketing ideas going around, and the more that come to this committee and the more that we're able to promote, again, it's going to be better for the merchants and better for our tourists and the visitors to our city. So
I can even see with the Doozy Deals thing, hotels could get involved. I know my daughter's graduating from high school. We're having out-of-town family come. You know, the people bring people into town who live here, and so there's a lot of extensions.
The Doozy Deals, is it D-O-O-Z-Y?
D-O-O-Z-Y, yeah.
Doozy Deals. Thank you, Susan. Any other discussions for new ideas? Well, if that's the case, we've come to the end of our agenda, it looks like. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn to our next meeting, which
Mr.
will
Vice
be...
Mr. Vice Chair, can I say something?
Yes, Mr. Sogrenfeld.
I don't know what everybody's schedule is. I think I'm going to try to go make an appearance. You know, the business forum's talking about specific major attractions. And since we're ending pretty much, you know, on the time they've already started, but they've only been going for, I think they're talking about the Ships to Reef and some of the other things. So it might be interesting to go to and see where they're at with that.
Thank you. That's a good idea. If anyone can make it down there, that's at the... Rose's Landing,
upstairs,
the one
Zany's.
Yeah, the comedy club, the room upstairs.
Up above the Embarcadero Grill.
Yeah, up above the Embarcadero
Grill.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we'll adjourn till our next meeting, which will be, I guess, in May. Meeting adjourned.